Thank you, Gabriel, for that wonderful way to open our session this evening. We thank you very much. Now, for a short review. The Grani technique that we were given before has two parts. Now, of course, Metatron told us that one part engaged the first four chakras and the second part engaged the elementals of the earth. The second part also is where you engage your soul star. Through this activation, your body consciousness was amplified so it could begin to create a stable fifth dimensional state of consciousness. It also helped you deal with triggers so that they can be brought back into a refined frequency range and therefore controllable. We were given a third part to this meditation practice. It became a unification practice that is no longer referred to as a grounding technique. Metatron also refreshed our memory about the inner earth community. Of course, he mentioned the first level of this inner earth is made up of the Tolosians. They are the most human-like, and they always held and hold the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional consciousness. It is beneficial for us to draw our energy from them. Now, the second layer is the Lemurians, who operate at the eighth, ninth, and tenth dimensions. They are related to the Hawaiian culture and are considered beautiful beings of light. The third level is occupied by a group called the Luminaries, who were the first to come to Earth in that unified expression of source energy. They operated far beyond the 12th dimension and were here during the Golden Age. When the Earth declined, they had to leave so as not to become contaminated. They returned to Earth after 11-11-11 because the Christian matrix was returned then. They descend in brief periods so that humans could use some of their refined energy in their transformational process. Now, of course, and finally, there is the fourth level that is made up of the Andara Collective. Their main responsibility is to hold the Christian matrix at the 12th dimensional level in the center of the Earth as well as in the Earth soul star. Metatron felt it was very important to recognize that these communities operate for a specific purpose and are part of the Earth's personal soul star. Of course, he then guided us to engage with these communities of light as we dock our personal Earth star into Earth's soul star. Next, we were to unlock the Earth soul star and bring the 12th dimensional energies from the four inner communities up through the bottom of our feet and legs. We were then to continue to bring them up through the first four chakras, where they are to be put into the Sacred Heart, where they are now anchored. The Earth is now helping us transmit this energy along with the inner Earth communities so that your bodies can come online as a fifth dimensional vehicle capable of fully expressing the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. Now, this is all possible due to the opening of the Cosmic Gateway that was open on the anniversary of 11-11-11. This event signaled a new 7-year sequence in our ascension process. Now, the energetic transmissions over this 7-year sequence will serve us well. This 7-year sequence would have been much more difficult if this all had not been put together. Metatron also cautions that we were never to transmit anything into the Earth Soul Star. We are only to receive from it. And that's really a short review of our last session. Now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Metatron.